This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. In just over 4 months, Disney's domestic ticket sales in 2016 crossed $1 billion in a record 128 days. The record was achieved because Captain America: Civil War delivered the fifth largest opening weekend of all time. Combined with Civil War, Disney's animated smash hits Zootopia, $328 million, and The Jungle Book, $287 million and counting, pushed the studio over the $1 billion mark. The star of the TV series Castle, Nathan Fillion, tweeted along with fans during the last episode of Castle, and when one called him out for spoiling something that happened in the series finale, he made it clear that he couldn't care less. Nathan, 45, has no loyalty to ABC now that Castle has been canceled, so he had no problem throwing some shade to the network. He tweeted, quote, "What are they gonna do? Fire me? Aww, poor disgruntled multimillionaire TV star." Sony Pictures Entertainment and game developer Rovio Entertainment are hoping to turn the popular mobile app Angry Birds into a much-needed summer box office hit. Sony, which released the movie, is using every tool at its disposal to make sure the ill-tempered flock is everywhere in sight. The marketing push, including promotional partnerships and the studio's own spending, has reached an estimated $400 million, making it the biggest ever campaign for an animated Sony movie. Let's see how it does against other animated films this summer. Pixar's Finding Dory, Universal Pictures' The Secret Life of Pets, and 20th Century Fox's new Ice Age film. When he was done making music for the day, Prince would often lose interest in what he'd done and relegate the tapes to a vault at his Paisley Park studios. Tucked away in the basement, the vault is a climate-controlled room hidden behind a steel door straight out of a bank, complete with a time lock and large spinning handle. And guess what? Only Prince had the combination. So someone, or perhaps more than one person, will have to go through thousands and thousands of hours of music and catalog everything and decide what to release and what to piece together in order to release it. Wow, now that's a cool task. Chinese media mogul Bruno Wu and producer Larry Kasanoff have unveiled a new joint venture to develop and finance film projects for the worldwide market. Named Threshold Global Studios, the banner's first project will be an $80 million film adaptation of the iconic video game Tetris. The film is being packaged as an epic sci-fi thriller. The partners say it will be an official China-US co-production with a Western and Chinese ensemble cast. Shooting is expected to take place in China in 2017. Who's the blockhead that came up with this? Katy Perry has reportedly been seen with boyfriend Orlando Bloom on a yacht in Cannes, France. Perry and Bloom were seen together on a yacht during the Cannes Film Festival. Yep, the couple was rumored to have broken up after Bloom was photographed with Selena Gomez at a club earlier this month. Predictions of the relationship falling apart, though, were apparently hasty. Hereford Films and Carry On Films is to produce a slate of brand new Carry On movies, starting with Carry On Doctors, which will be written by Tim Dawson and Susan Nixon, the writers of hit BBC sitcom Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps. Carry On Doctors is the first of a slate of Carry On movies planned, with the second one titled Carry On Campus. The original Carry On franchise is the most successful British comedy film series of all time. It ran from 1958 to 92, encompassing 31 movies, all on low budgets. The films were known for their double entendres and outlandish plots and became an institution in the UK, where they are still regularly shown on TV. My dad was British, and so I grew up on them too. Good to see them back. Tony Barrow, who gave up his career as a journalist and music critic to become the Beatles' first publicist in 1962, and who for the next 6 years played a crucial role in shaping the public's perception of the Fab Four, a nickname he coined in an early news release, died on Saturday in Morecambe, England. He was 80. Italy's Colorado Films is teaming up with best-selling Italian author Donato Carisi, whose serial killer thriller The Whisperer has sold millions of copies around the world. They're forming a new company specialized in producing Italian thrillers for the international film and TV market. The first two projects will be The Whisperer, which begins with six severed arms found arranged in a circle in a forest clearing, and The Girl in the Fog, about the disappearance of a teen girl in the Alps. The Whisperer, which has been translated in 24 languages, has made a major international splash on a scale comparable to Swedish sensation Stieg Larsson of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo fame. Have you read it? It's great.
The Trash Bin.
So, Prince Jackson is admitting it. There's a chance Michael Jackson isn't his biological parent, but he's also saying MJ is still his dad. Huh? This started when someone trolled Prince on Twitter by saying, "Everyone knows you are a Roe Klein, not a Jackson." Prince responded, "The blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. I was raised by my dad with my brother and sister." Well, Prince's statement is the closest he's ever come to saying MJ isn't blood, but it also makes it clear Michael is the only father he's ever known. There have been a lot of rumors claiming Dr. Arne Klein actually fathered Michael's kids with Debbie Rowe. But we hear it on good authority that neither of them were his dad. So that begs the question, who is Prince Jackson's dad? Hey, don't look at me.
The news wrap-up.
Mass-produced sneakers and car parts are about to roll off assembly lines at Nike and BMW using brand new 3D printer assembly lines. BuzzFeed's Obama interview on Facebook Live lost its feed even before the president took his seat. Twitter announced that it's getting ready to exclude links and photos from its 140-character limit for tweets. The iPhone is the most popular smartphone in the U.S., but globally, 2 billion people prefer Android phones versus 1 billion for the iPhone. BitTorrent is finally turning its live video streaming technology into a real product. The P2P company announced a new live TV streaming app called BitTorrent Live.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
X-Men Apocalypse crushed the competition at the U.S. box office.
The number one album.
Drake barely edges out Ariana Grande to stay at number one.
The number one app.
Chimoji from Black China is the best-selling app again, making it 3 weeks at number one.
The number one fiction book.
Me Before You by Jojo Moyes is the best-selling book again in the USA.
Dua Lipa was born in London back in 1995 to ethnic Albanian parents from Kosovo who had left the area in the 1990s. The family moved back there in 2008, but Dua just couldn't adjust to the lifestyle in Kosovo. At the age of 15, she moved back to London with aspirations of becoming a singer. She began posting covers of her favorite songs by artists like Christina Aguilera and Nelly Furtado. And now, fast forward, her first tour in the UK and Europe began in January. Her debut album is scheduled for release this summer, and we think she's a smash. From her forthcoming album, here's rising star Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Hotter Than Hell.
He calls me the devil, I make him wanna sin. Every time I knock, he can't help but let me in. Must be homesick for the real, all the realest it gets. You probably still adore me with my hands around your neck. Can you feel the warmth? Yeah. As my kiss goes down, you like some sweet alcohol. Where I'm coming from, yeah. It's the darker side of me that makes you feel so numb. Cause I'm high like hell, so burn when I'm not, then you're by yourself. Man, the answer to hey, your hey, prayers, I'm giving you that pleasure, heaven, and I'll give it to you. Hotter than hell, hotter than
That was newcomer Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Hotter Than Hell. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.